I don't get angry. I don't really get annoyed. I get peeved. I'm big on peeves. We talked about it last week.
What's a peeve?
Like a pet peeve. You know, like peeves you out. It's like, I'm not going to...
use it as a verb? I didn't know.
That's what we do. Make up words, write columns. You do know. That's what we do. So it's just kind of funny. It's just a funny thing. I'm not a forgetful guy, but there are times where stuff kind of slips my mind. It happens. If you get your keys, you walk out to the car, you realize you don't got your keys, you know, forget your wallet, which is good unless you've been speeding. Tip, by the way, if you're forgetful, just don't break the law on the road. If you don't have your wallet, just don't speed. Don't get pulled over. Then you don't got to worry about the $180 ticket or $33 in court costs. Point being, as a forgetful guy, one of the things I forget working in office Monday through Friday, consistently forget the name badge, right? The name tag. With security lockdown, got to swipe in, swipe out of the building, got to know where we are at all times.
What are you, NSA?
That's what we do.
Lock, clock.
It's not lockdown, wow. But it's tech.
Metal detectors, you know.
It's not so much metal detectors. It's more just trade secrets, proprietary information, stuff like that, right? So...
The palm scanner on the wall, is that...
We have to... in order to get into the computers, we have to fingerprint in. It's no joke.
Like the Mission Impossible, the eye retinal scan?
Right. Yeah? I mean, I'm basically Tom Cruise. In terms of height, I could be Tom Cruise. I don't know about looks. That's why I'm in radio. But in terms of height, I could be Tom Cruise. Point being, the girlfriend, I love her. She's a doll. The girlfriend this week, tell her I forgot my name badge. She's on the phone with me as I'm going in. I'm like, oh, damn it. Forgot my name badge. She's like, baby, no, it's cool. You just gotta always put it in the same place. And as a forgetful guy, this isn't the first time I've heard it. And it's just funny, because you know the funny thing about being forgetful and why that doesn't work? Why the whole, you know, oh, you just gotta remember to put it in the same place? We forget stuff. We forget stuff. We can't remember. And my buddy was like, dude, what you gotta do, you just gotta get the ball. I was hanging with my buddy in Philly last night. What you got to do is you got to get the bowl. Everything comes out of your pockets, goes in the bowl. And then you just pick up the bowl, everything out of the bowl. I got to remember to put it in the bowl.
I'm not a fan of the bowl. I don't like the bowl.
I don't do the bowl. But the point is, listen, I remember important stuff. I remember when we got to plug stuff, programming notes. Eagles, Bucks, 97.3, ESPN FM. You're home for the Eagles. 1 o'clock kickoff, 12 o'clock pregame.
That's important.
I remember when I got to be... I remember the segments we got to do. Paid sponsorship, live... I remember that stuff. Important stuff. I don't really assign that much of a value on the name tag, because here's why. You can't go losing the name tag, but if I don't have the name tag, all I got to do is I just got to stop by on the front desk, and they give you like a dupe. Like a one-day deal. You know? Like my wallet. If I forget my wallet one day, it's not really a good idea to be driving without a wallet, but if I don't got to buy anything, you just don't speed. You just don't speed. My driving record, clear as a whistle. Clean as a whistle. Clear as a whistle. Clean as a window, clear as a whistle. It's alliteration. Got me mixed up. In any event.
So if you have the... Would we get to put you the name tag in the bowl? Is that what we can do for you? How?
I got to remember to put it in the bowl.
Are we going to break this habit of you forgetting the name tag?
I just have to care about my name badge?
Matt Caremore. Caremore.
The funny thing is, though, is that we have sort of like a... We have like a system, like a network. Everybody, it's kind of like GChat, right? And when you log in, people can tell you're here. They know where you're sitting, your office extension, whatever. If you forget your name badge, there's a little icon that pops up next to your name on everybody's screen. Forgot name badge. It's kind of funny. I mean, but hey, I haven't gotten a call from my boss yet. I've gotten a couple other calls. People mistake. Like, I was supposed to lead a presentation, like, I don't want to get into it, but I was supposed to lead a presentation in like markets, you know, like big important thing, and it was the wrong guy. But in any event, we got to get to the other side. Sixth sound of the week coming up, our Eagles pick. Thank God we don't got to deal with any MRSA. No chemistry, biology lessons.
Dustin Hoffman just showed up downstairs. He's wearing the hazmat suit.
Outbreak was a legit movie. Contagion, not so much. It's Matt Hammond, Scott Ewing, and you here on a Saturday, 97.3 ESPN FM. In the trance, and I better take advantage of true knows when I get another chance. Yeah. I feel like breaking through electric boogaloo. You play Kelly, I be ozone, trappy, laughing, tile crew. Now I